We Talk Wrestling is now proudly presented by Geek Nation Tours. Check out the Geek Nation Tours New York Comic Con package, combining all the excitement of the convention with a tour of the city and the coolest sights for the superhero fan. You'll recognize locations from films and books and visit geek culture sites like Jay and Silent Bob's Secret Stash. The time of the geek is at hand. Geek Nation Tours provides fun and unique vacation packages featuring themes such as the Civil War, Harry Potter, board games and beer, sports geeks, in locations such as Germany, Japan, England, and all over America. Visit geeknationtours.com and get your geek on.
Let me introduce you to these fellows to the north. One name is Addy, the other is Mo. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Remember that, please, fellows to the north. They're gonna talk wrestling. They're gonna make some jokes. Remember, Addy's a dick, Mo's just fat. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Let's talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling.
Hey yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo.
Hey yo, I'm Addy.
Hey yo, that makes me Mo, and we were just discussing right before we went on the air. So this will be the episode where we wing it.
Yes, this will be the episode where we don't know what's going to happen ahead of time.
Yeah, well, we're just going to play it by the ear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll all be almost like there's no preparation whatsoever.
Yeah, this will be that one episode.
That'll be that episode there.
Yeah.
So. Wow.
Wow.
Well, it's November.
It is?
November the 1st.
Well, no, it's not. It's Halloween night.
Yes, this will go up on November 1st. It's actually All Hallows Eve.
That's right.
Will be going up on Hallows then.
That's right. That's right.
Today is Hallows.
Oh. Is that who Eve married?
Yes. That's actually who Ween married.
Oh, makes sense. Yeah, no, it's Halloween evening.
So we might have some.
Could anything happen?
Oh.
Like, I think there's somebody there now.
There's the door. Let's go to the door. Trick or treat.
Holy shit, is that, are you Kurt Angle?
No, it's me, guys. It's DDP.
DDP. Wow. Are you dressed as Kurt Angle?
No, I am dressed. Do you know who Kurt Pellegrino is?
No.
I am Kurt Pellegrino.
Oh.
You can tell by my DDP yoga t-shirt. Available at ddpyoga.com. DDP yoga. It's not your mama's yoga.
Oh. All right, well, what can I get you? Some candy here? I have some wheat bars.
Ha! What the hell is that?
It's bars full of wheat.
Bar of wheat. Let me tell you something about wheat. Okay, it metabolizes and metastasizes into the fact that you will get a belly.
I don't think that those are even words.
I will take that pen.
That's a We Talk Wrestling pen.
Yes. All right. Happy Halloween, DDP.
All right, DDP is out of here.
All right, he's out.
I hope
of
he's
there.
Not eating that pen.
I hope not.
I told him it was a We Talk. It's actually a Tide pen. So
we have We Talk Wrestling Tide pens.
It's just a Tide pen. I told him it was We Talk because I thought Benny wouldn't want it.
Mm.
I wouldn't.
Well, is that considered Tide selling?
Yeah, he's going to turn the tide.
Interesting.
And I hope he doesn't eat it.
Well, you know, he turned the tide in WCW.
It would be like cleaning your mouth out with soap.
It's true.
Which DDP does need to do.
He does. You know, GDP actually told me that he turned the tide in the Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
So, single-handedly, actually. So it was good. It was good.
Well, what it was the 1997 feud of the year.
Yes.
Yeah.
With
Randy Savage.
Randy Savage, yeah. That's right. Which, in all honesty, probably is what the number... Would you call it the number two feud of 1997?
The fact that the number one feud wasn't Bret Hart versus Steve Austin.
Well, here's what
crazy.
When I look back, though, when I go back now, 18.
Like, I'm not
years.
Sure. Maybe that's because that started in 96.
Well,
whereas I'm not sure when the DDP Savage thing started.
Here's the thing, though, is that it started early. It started at Uncensored, like the February of 97, and then I still think that the 1997 feud of the year, you have to look at Hogan and Sting. Lasted the whole year. Like it started earlier, but it lasted the whole year, and it culminated in the biggest pay per view of 1997 at Starrcade.
Yeah, well, of 1997 or 1998?
Seven.
Okay, because then it's January. Eight. So then it lasted the full year of 96.
No, of 97. Because Starrcade is in December.
Oh, that's right. Starrcade was in December. Not
so,
January. Yeah, you're right. I suppose if you look at it that way. But it only drew one time.
That's true. It's true. But I look at the only reason for the WWF feud.
And the match itself? Fucking blew.
Well, yes. Mm-hmm. It did. But the feud itself, right? With Bret Hart, like Bret Hart was probably the 1997 character of the year, but it was like a lot with Steve Austin, but then also with Shawn Michaels. So mm-hmm. you don't have that single focus there that you have with Hogan and Sting and DDP and Savage. It's, you know, it's this focus there, right?
Well, I mean, the Austin feud was pretty intense, but you're right, actually. They only had, what, three pay-per-view matches?
Like, ooh,
one-on-one?
Austin and Brett?
Yeah, one-on-one, three.
Well, they had, no, they had one. Well, they had 96, they had Survivor Series.
Yeah.
And then they had WrestleMania.
I thought they had one right after.
They were both
turned.
In the Royal Rumble. They were
both in the Fatal Four.
In the Fatal Four. Then you had WrestleMania. And then you had, what was it, Cold Day in Hell.
Yeah.
Right, which was Steve Austin and The Undertaker. And then you had, they were supposed, no, then it was Shawn Michaels, they had the King of the Ring with Shawn Michaels and Austin. And then you had the Canadian Stampede, and then you're peeling Austin off with Owen.
But didn't they have one on, didn't they have one on Raw?
They might have had, yeah, they had
I think they
street,
had one on
oh,
Raw.
Oh yeah, they had the street fight on
they had
Raw.
The street fight on
and,
Raw,
and
yeah.
that's what put him in the wheelchair, right?
Yeah, that's right, that's the one on, that's
but,
the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah, yeah, so.
So there was three.
So, I mean, they had matches, well, hell, matches, they were...
The three that were televised, the one-on-one.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so... And then,
only two, though, in 97.
Two in 97.
Whereas,
yeah.
I mean, that's one more than Hogan and Sting, but that is significantly less than yeah.
Yeah. But just the
Savage and
Page.
Page one-on-one must happen more
what
than
did
that.
They have? They had three.
I think they had three, yeah.
They had three because it was the...
Savage one and then... Oh, sorry, Page one,
Page
then Savage, and then Page.
And then Page at Halloween Havoc was the Savage Page three. I think it was Spring Stampede was the first one. Something like Great American Bash or something was it. And then,
yeah.
And then the Halloween Havoc. So, I don't know. I mean, again...
I think it might be Fall Brawl. Who knows? I don't know. Do they even have that anymore?
Yeah, the War Games, the Match Beyond. That was when 97
was... Didn't they put... Fall Brawl, wasn't that one of them? Either Fall Brawl or Great American Bash was at one point in time was part of Clash of Champions before I think it was its own pay per view.
Yeah, that would have been.
I hope this
American
is interesting
Bash.
For people and not boring as shit.
Yeah. That would have been Great American Bash because Great American Bash was a tour.
Yeah, but no, I mean, I think it was actually just a televised, I think like Clash of Champions 2 or 3. Was mm-hmm. the Fall Brawl, or was...
Oh, could have been, yeah.
Yeah, I think that was...
Fall
yeah,
brawl.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Maybe
yeah,
it
yeah.
was something like that, and they turned it into pay-per-view down the road.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we'll give you all these facts that we sort of maybe possibly remember.
Yeah.
This is the show where we're going to wing it.
Yes, you're welcome.
You're welcome. That's right. I mean,
but
yeah, because the thing is that you never know.
If we're coming talking about wrestling right now, I'm looking at talking about 1997. Oh, was that the door?
I don't know. I didn't necessarily hear it. Did you?
I didn't. I don't know. We can go look, I guess. Oh, yeah, yeah, it's definitely
it's the definitely door. The door. We definitely got to check that out then.
All right.
I'm guessing.
Hello, Eddie and Mo.
Oh, shit.
How are you doing today?
It's Eddie Murphy.
We got Halloween, which is the time for the witches and the goblins and the candy and the roofies.
Can I offer you for Halloween? I'm gonna put in your bag a drink, Mr. Cosby.
Oh, what kind of drink am I going to be getting today?
Oh, I don't know, but I wouldn't take it and drive.
I would like that very much.
Okay, and some Jell-O pudding pops.
A Jell-O pudding pop. You see, when you see the child and you go, child, today you're supposed to be going on trick-or-treating. And then I go to the bar and I see the slutty nurse. And I say, hello, my name is Bill Cosby. And she says, fuck off. So I give her the roofie.
In her new Coke?
In the new Coke. And then I give her my pudding pop. And I take the evidence with the Kodak camera.
I have heard that your pudding pop does end up being kind of gooey.
It's ooey gooey. It'll be around forever.
Well, thanks so much, Bill. Enjoy your drink and happy Halloween.
Bow, bow, bow.
Wow.
This is the show where we're going to wing it.
I live in a trendy neighborhood.
You sure do.
It's like $1 million homes here.
Yeah.
You know who can afford $1 million home? Is Alberto Del Rio.
I thought you were going to say the Young Bucks.
Oh, well, the Young Bucks, no, they can live in the basement. But, yeah, why don't we start with the Young Fucks?
Bucks.
They are, it's an interesting deal.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're getting paid more than WWE mid-carders.
Yeah.
It's an exclusive ROH deal. So the only thing is New Japan and Pro Wrestling Guerrilla is what they're allowed to do.
PWG, and, yeah, PWG. And it takes like their own base.
Yeah. It takes them off all other indie shows, which I don't know how many they were doing anyway.
A lot. They were booked a lot.
Were they really?
Yeah, they're not Dennis Stamp.
No, that's true. I guess they were over at Heart Legacy, so they'll do anything.
and Lord knows they didn't get paid for that.
That's true. But I mean, then we don't have numbers. But again, it's a deal that's the highest money deal that Ring of Honor's ever paid.
It's going to throw out the thing that's interesting about it to me isn't that they're getting paid well. I mean, good for them; they deserve it.
Yes,
you know, it's great for them. Good job. I mean, they turned down a WWE deal a couple years ago. All this stuff. This is great.
Yeah,
it's going to throw the rest of the WWE or the ROH payroll out of whack. They're going to have to pay other people or they're going to leave now.
Yeah. Is this the equivalent of... I guess time will tell.
Does this mean that they're going to step up to being the true number two now?
Well,
Like, instead of being the number two by kind of default...
Well, they have a TV deal.
But instead of being the number two by kind of default, does this mean they're going to step up and go, okay, that's it. We're not going to go out necessarily and sign named people. We're aggressively going to grow this brand because we're willing to pay our guys now.
Well, and the other thing, and again, time will tell. The first thing I thought of is this, will this show, this is the reason that Vince didn't want to sign Goldberg.
Yes.
Out of WCW. Right? Yes. Pay scale out of whack now.
Yeah.
So now to a smaller degree, but a similar, like smaller scale, small degree. So the logistics are the same here. It's like if you're the Briscoe.
Mm-hmm.
If you're, you know, Adam Cole, if you're Red Dragon, you know, even a guy like an AJ Styles,
yeah,
coming in, you know, what are they now?
Jay Lethal,
Jay Lethal,
champion, right?
Roderick what's he getting? Strong. I mean, these guys. Yeah. I mean, so
many of them are recently locked up too.
Yes, to which may not be by accident.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, you're looking at now if you can. Get better deal than
Young
WWE.
Bucks, by the way, are legitimately more popular than everybody we just mentioned.
Yes, yes.
Except for maybe the Briscoes.
I don't know. I think I was going to say except for maybe AJ Styles. But
within ROH, I would say the Briscoes.
Yeah, maybe. That's probably true. I mean, but and they also keep the rights to their T-shirts.
Yeah, which is huge.
Which is
I gotta be a Young Bucks T-shirt because they're super cool.
Yeah, that's yeah. And I just look at.
I'm wearing a Jim Ross one.
You were currently wearing a Jim Ross shirt, and I'm wearing a.
What does that say?
Sausalito.
Oh.
And then underneath, I have a Bill Murray shirt on.
That's good. That's just fine.
Who inducted George Animal Steel into the World Wrestling Federation Hall of Fame in 1996. So there you go. There's a wrestling tie-in. I am wearing a wrestling shirt.
I knew you were.
See, I can, if I wasn't, I'll just put one of these blue blazer masks on.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We're good. But yeah, I just think that that's going to be an interesting deal from a business perspective to follow. Ring of Honor just set the record, 266,000 viewers on Destination America.
Yeah.
Their highest viewership there. They still have the Sinclair Network.
And that was, again, that was late. That's like 11 p.m., right? That's like an 11 p.m. slot. Following TNA, which did, what, like 340 or something like that?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
So, I mean, they're within striking distance of the show that gets all the advertising, gets all the whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, don't get me wrong, that's a dead show.
It is.
I mean, as much as we were talking about what a good job they were doing, you know, making chicken salad out of chicken shit with
that tournament,
you also have to keep in mind that tournament for the TNA world title does have women competing in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's
it has, like, Velvet Sky in it and shit like that.
Yeah,
so,
Awesome Kong and
yeah.
shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, no. Yeah. Even Awesome Kong, you could go, okay, she can compete with some. But it's, like, I mean, it's, like, yeah, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, Velvet Sky and you know, like, Gail Kim and, like, ones where you're, like, eh.
Rockstar Spud.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chicks. But Destination America has a new general manager. So, be interesting, again, to see. I don't know. So what's good for TNA, this general manager never been publicly bashed by an email, then sent to him.
No, but I'm sure they've heard about it.
Oh, I'm sure. As I said, they're fucked. And,
they're fucked, yeah.
And you look at the costs associated with TNA versus the costs associated with ROH, and I'm sorry, if you're getting 340,000 viewers or you're getting 266,000 viewers, that's the same fucking thing.
Oh, yeah, basically, yeah,
you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
like 100,000, 80,000 yeah. viewers, that's the same thing.
But what was it, like, John Gabernick there, Gabernick or whatever, in TNA set?
Oh,
it was
yeah.
like a month ago. Like, they went to do a house shows, they started doing some house shows again, they drew like 800 people to one, and they go,
yeah.
still a solid number two.
Oh, yeah, no, that was Bob Ryder.
That was Bob Ryder.
Bob Ryder, the stupidest fuck in that company.
Yeah, right. Still a number two. Isn't our wage averaging like 1,100 a house?
Oh, yeah, yeah, easy. I think 1,500, I'd say.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and their TV is yeah. tighter and hotter and just, yeah.
Yeah.
It's...
Basically, if you like NXT, there's no reason you don't watch ROH.
Exactly.
Because it's the same type of product.
It really is. It's
yeah.
not... I mean, production-wise, it's not as good, but... But, I mean, it's the same type of in-ring
But it's
product,
a much
right?
deeper roster.
Oh, yeah.
Much
yeah.
deeper roster. So that kind of offsets the production value.
Yes. yes. Plus, it has the best wrestler not in the World Wrestling Federation right now in Adam Cole.
Yes, that's right. Adam
yeah.
Cole's tremendous. And
I saw that promo that you referenced.
Oh, isn't it good?
Andy Leon. Yes, and then he cut another one
yeah.
the next week in the ring
yes.
with the rest of the Kingdom. That was awesome.
That was awesome, too.
Yeah.
And yeah, and that was after he had to kind of save what Mike Bennett had screwed up.
Yes. Yes.
But no, it's right. Like he's the best wrestler, probably not in WWE, possibly. At least the best, most all-around, rounded wrestler.
Yeah. And a guy that they would look for in terms of NXT.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I don't know.
But
he's no, you know, I don't know about the main
how
roster.
About that, how about though that angle with Steve Corino?
Yeah,
that was awesome.
I know, and then
that was so great.
Yeah,
with him finally after all this time, finally standing up to
what's
to Blowjob Whitner.
Yeah, 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 Blowjob Whitner. But now it's
for his son, and then like the way he shook Kevin Kelly's hand.
Yeah,
just kind of walked off. It was like.
Hugged him.
Oh, yeah.
He hugged him.
Yeah, he hugged him, yeah. And you were like it's like, yeah, it was so well done.
Well, but then they had planned Final Battle.
Yeah.
But Steve Corino is getting fusion surgery.
Oh, that's too bad.
Never going to wrestle again. But he had a kind of a farewell kind of thing, and McGinnis did the commentary with Kevin Kelly.
That's right, the next week.
There, and he did basically what was said to be like a farewell type thing. He'll come back and do commentary again. But
yeah, the angle was just great.
It was. It just too bad.
They'll do something. I'm sure. Okay, so he can't wrestle again.
So he'll manage, I guess, right? I mean,
he'll do something. He'll manage. He'll manage somebody then against Whitner. And maybe he'll even manage, end up managing his son against him. You know?
I was going to say, that would be the...
What's his name? Cody... Is it Cody Carino, or...?
I think it is, actually.
Yeah?
Cody.
Yeah. Most popular name with... Everybody's son has to be named Cody.
Yeah, who do you got? You got Cody Rhodes.
Cody Hall.
What's...
Meltzer's kid is Cody, isn't he?
What's Roddy Piper's kid's name? Colt.
Colty.
So there you go.
Same thing. It was supposed to be Cody. Piper wasn't very good.
And he never really graduated high school.
That's true.
He's from Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
I don't want to speak ill of the dead here, but.
Just being honest, folks.
Just being honest. You know, when you don't have a big education and you drink.
Yeah. That's right. You know, that's right.
But.
Your neighborhood, one thing I will say for it, it's not very busy with the Halloween. Like, you only get a few.
Yeah, that's true.
That's good.
Oh, there's somebody else.
Speak of the devil.
There's somebody else. All right. Trick or treat.
Huh.
Hello. It's Shawn Michaels.
Oh, okay.
But he's... What are you just... Are you balancing there? Yes. What? I gotta ask, what is your costume? I am going as Stumpy.
Well, luckily for you, Sean, what I have here for you, I'm gonna drop in your bag. I don't have any more candy. I do, but I was gonna eat it myself.
I would like some deer meat.
No, I got a Ken Shamrock doll, though.
The world's most dangerous man, Ken Shamrock.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
There you go.
I was gonna go as Seth Rollins, but then I realized that the architect of the Shield lays down for absolutely everybody.
That's true, actually. That's true.
I gotta go. Jesus loves you.
Were we gonna wing it on this show?
But you see, Jerry Lawler was in a car accident.
No, I didn't see that. No,
it was his car.
What?
Yeah. His car is worse for wear.
Ah.
His girlfriend had to go to
a pediatrician.
Yeah, she almost fell out of her car seat. Thank God for those restraints.
You know, you got to use those safety locks on the door.
They really do. But, no, she had to go to the hospital and got attended to. They were there for about 4 hours, I guess. But they both got to go home. Lawler was fine. His car, not so much. I guess it was a head-on collision, though, I guess.
Really?
On the way to an indie show. So,
He was wrestling at an indie show?
I don't know if he's making an appearance. He is wrestling. I mean,
yeah, he's an idiot.
Yes, it's true. He wrestled... Is he an idiot or is Terry Funk an idiot?
Okay, well, Terry Funk hasn't had a heart attack.
It's true. He's just been burnt badly.
That's true.
Did you hear about that?
No.
71-year-old Terry Funk against Jerry Lawler at an indie show?
I did hear about this, yes.
Jerry, I want you to throw fire at me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a little too
much. They wanted to put on a good match, and they had to use smoke and mirrors.
Literally.
So they went to the smoke.
Yes. Yeah. Need some candy there.
Yeah.
But yes. Trying to think of what else is in the... What's in the news? The Beast. The Conqueror.
Yeah.
Brock Lesnar. he's going to be back on a house show in Los Angeles at the Forum.
Mm.
Not at the Staples Center, but at the Forum on December the 19th, which I believe is a Saturday. So I can only...
Oh, the Forum still exists?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know, it was a Great Western Forum. But yeah, so I can only assume that that's another network special. Because Lesnar don't do house shows.
Well, he's working more, but what does that mean? Yeah, I don't know. I thought he did do was supposed to do a couple house shows, but yeah, I assume you're right, network special. What was the date on that?
December 19th. Because NXT TakeOver from England is on the 16th. Wednesday the 16th. So this would be a Saturday,
Saturday.
The 19th. And the most watched non-pay-per-view show in the history of the network now is the MSG show.
Yeah.
And before that, it was the
Tokyo.
Beast from the East show. Yeah.
Well, this and this brings us to the network. I mean, we were making predictions like 975, 925, that the subscription rate go way down, or the subscription numbers. And then they came in at pretty damn good.
Yeah.
All things considered, just under 1.3.
Yeah, 1.233 million worldwide subscriptions, almost a million U.S. subscriptions.
Well, I still think a lot of people are like you and I,
yeah.
Still, you know.
Whatever they are, though, I mean, it was up from 703,000 now to 990,000. So
yeah.
it's going to be available in India
soon,
here in November.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they're talking Germany, Japan... in January.
This is what all their business indicators are showing, a downturn.
Yeah,
you know, everything, television ratings, house show attendance, everything.
Creativity. Well, they haven't
had any of that.
That's true. That's not a downturn. That's fall off a cliff turn.
Yeah, exactly. So everything's on a negative indicator, and then this comes in well, showing that if you have the product. On the pay-per-view, or network special, whatever you want to call it, and the NXT with a little momentum, if you have all that, and people want it, plus, let's face it, for $10 a month, it is a good value, especially compared to what we're used to paying, and people are catching on to that.
Yeah.
And, you know, it shows that people will pay, I don't know, I don't think they pay much more, but people will pay this price, right, and will get it, but when I see 1.233, I go, okay, no Brock Lesnar, 800,000.
Yeah.
Like,
well, even the Night of Champions, I don't remember the exact numbers, but the Night of Champions pay-per-view, traditional pay-per-view buys were like five times more than any other show.
Yeah.
You know, any other B show, we'll call it, not a Mania, not a Royal Rumble, but it just...
Probably a little bit of credit deserves to go to Undertaker as well. But it's almost all Lesnar.
Well, not for
a little
Night
bit
of
to the NXT.
So.
No, not for Night of Champions. But I'm saying for this number.
Oh
here.
Yeah.
NXT maybe a little bit, Undertaker a little bit, but really everything and nothing goes to Seth Rollins.
What? Who?
Yeah.
Yeah. The guy that lays down for absolutely
everybody. Yeah. No, but all this is really like this is like 80% Lesnar. I swear.
Oh yeah.
Like he's so valuable to them right now. And that's why they were willing to pay him a ton to do that extra show, The Hell in the Cell.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know what,
and that's
despite their getting blood and getting color the hard way.
Yeah.
In that match, they did not really get in trouble. You can't. They are the Taker and especially Lesnar.
Well, what are you
so valuable.
Do? Well, that's the whole thing. I mean, they're, with Cena gone, Orton hurt now.
Yeah.
It's and Taker willing to work more. Dates,
yeah,
but you can't give Taker shit because Taker's your meal ticket for till Rumble,
yeah,
really, right.
Yeah.
And Lesnar's gonna go home and you're gonna yell at him, he's just gonna go fuck you and walk away,
yeah, exactly.
I mean, you can't, so he's your only draw. So, I mean, you look at it was 1.15 million buys in subscriptions in June, Mania did 1.33,
yeah.
So, I mean, if you've got a steady increase, and that's just to the end of September, so it's not this. Brock Lesnar go to heck tour, is not factored into that 1.2.
No, which makes me think
so
that they're at least that now.
Who knows? You're going on to the Survivor Series, 25 years of the Undertaker.
That's some nice noise. What's that?
I don't know.
Above you,
just ghosts. It's Halloween.
Oh, good point.
So, but I mean, you've got all of that building the Survivor Series. So, I mean profits. I mean, you look at revenue was up, whatever, $40 million year over year. You know, television revenue was up to $65 million versus $42 million because of Tough Enough and Total Divas and some of the rights fees increasing.
Yeah.
They went from a $10 million profit in the corner where they had a $5.9 million loss this time last year.
Yeah.
So I'm revising my calculations. 6.5
mm-hmm.
billion years.
Yeah. What about when they get canceled by USA Network?
Yeah. When was that going to happen?
Well, I'd say in about a year. When they're doing a 1.8.
Do you think that'll be a... I don't think that'll be in a year.
You're right. So. They'll probably be doing a 1.8 before that.
Yeah, before that. No, I think you're looking at probably, I would say, 3 years for that.
Well, if they're doing a 2.2 or 2.3 right now.
Is that what they're doing, 2.3?
Yeah, I think it was a 2.3 or something like that. Yeah.
Okay, so maybe a year from now.
They're doing like what Nitro was doing when it got canceled.
Yes, right, yes. Well, but I mean, again, it all depends. The one thing is, we talk about what happens when Vince McMahon leaves or dies, because he's not leaving. What happens when Bonnie Hammer moves on? Mm-hmm. Right at this point, because Bonnie Hammer is their Ted Turner.
Yes.
Right? Wrestling will be on the USA Network as long as Bonnie Hammer.
So I'm just saying, will you revise your numbers again?
Hmm? Oh, yeah, I'll revise my numbers when they get canceled. Mm-hmm. I mean, the thing is right now, it's so funny because the saving grace of WWE right now is television, mm-hmm. right? And the saving grace of WWE is the fact that television executives are as far behind the curve with life as WWE is, really. Right?
That's true. That is an advantage.
Live entertainment. Oh, excuse me. I got to get the door here.
Hello.
Wow. Ooh, that's strange. Is that... It's Rick Grimes.
Oh.
Rick Grimes?
How are you?
Who the fuck are you?
You can't be... I have to find Charlotte.
Oh, yeah.
Paige.
Oh, yeah, okay.
She's not to be trusted.
What about Diamond Dallas Paige? Can you trust him?
You can't trust him. I do DDP yoga.
Oh, what about Adam Paige and ROH?
I need who?
That's what Jay Briscoe said.
I'm looking...
I don't know who you
for
are.
For ECW... I need to find the zombie.
Oh, yeah. On Halloween, that would be good.
I'd like to find Carl Ito.
Oh, yeah. So would Alberto Del Rio.
Who? I gotta go.
That's probably for the best.
Yeah. All right. I don't think he took any candy.
No, I don't think...
Weird.
But if we told him he did, I think he'd think he did.
I think he probably.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah. But yeah, that's interesting. You know what's good is, as I said, I think because of the network executives are just as behind the times as WWE, the whole live aspect of what they're doing is still saving their asses.
Yes,
for
that's
now.
True. That's true.
And so, as I said, as everybody goes to this on-demand world, and I mean, I'm just... Heck, even myself, I've been looking at my TV package, and there's another television provider that's like, just pay for what you want.
Uh-huh. Which is what they're going to...
Yeah.
The packages are going to in January.
Yeah.
Everybody, yeah.
Like yeah.
That's becoming... It's January.
Pay for what you need, which, again, is going to be... Is probably going to cut my cable bill in half.
Yeah. Well, right? All you need is the WWE Network.
It's true.
Maybe HBO.
Maybe HBO. To be honest, actually, I looked at my PVR because I was trying to make this decision.
Yeah.
And I looked at my PVR and, like, it's like 11.
What's on there right now?
It's like 11 channels.
Yeah. So what channels are on there right now?
It's like...
We know you have probably... You're taping Raw still. You still need that.
Yeah, taping Raw.
Yeah.
I got, like, NBC.
It's
like Saturday Night Live.
Saturday Night Live. Yeah, you got the
AMC
He-Man and She-Ra Christmas special.
Oh yes, that's on my PVR already. I don't need to tape that again.
No, that's permanent.
That's permanent. Yes. But that's one of the reasons I'm not switching cable providers, because I may lose that. But it's like NBC, and then there's like CBS.
Do the do the Skeletor?
Yeah, he man.
Should have had him come trick or treating. That would be.
Well, he lives in the neighborhood.
He could have been dressed as Edge.
He lives in the neighborhood. But I think I'm just trying to think. Yeah, like ABC, CBS, NBC. Those ones. AMC for The Walking Dead. You've got HBO, like you said. All the kind of the sports package is necessary, but in terms of the PVR, it literally boiled down to like 10 channels that was on my thing. So it's like I don't really need anything else, and then I have the WWE Network for the other 23 hours.
That's right.
So it's like done, right?
You're
like,
done.
What do you? Yeah. So, but I mean, my point there is that my cable bill is going to be in half.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So. The cable company is making half as much money for me.
Yeah.
So
well, they know it. The cable companies know that the way they're going to make money in the future is as charging for bandwidth and internet, the internet provider, not so much for channels. That's
right.
Not the future, right?
No.
Yeah, right. I've been talking about this for years.
Well, yes, but the same thing is that how much can you charge for that, right? I mean, like they've already set a price.
It'll go higher.
Yeah, it'll go higher, but there's only so high you can go because people are used to a certain level.
No, when they're getting less on television, that's gonna go up to make up for it, is what I'm saying.
Well, I understand that, but you also have to have people willing to pay for that.
Well, otherwise they won't have the service, so they're gonna pay
from them, right? But there's gonna be somebody out there that
I don't think there's collusion among these companies for this to set similar
what?
Prices on these
collusion
things?
Amongst the large companies.
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
I'm sorry.
Give me a break. Would you be serious? But no, I don't think that. But you, again, that's when you get into different scenarios and different. Companies, there's always going to be someone though that I'm saying is going to be. I could really see people jumping back and forth to you know the promotional deals or whatever to these 1 year, 6 month things and then jumping around. It's just you know it's going to be that part is going to be interesting. But I think again, it's changing the landscape. But again, if these companies are getting half as much money from that, then you know.
Yeah.
How much are they going to pay for? You know,
how much are they going to pay? How much are they going to pay for? They're going to pay for the NFL, but are they going to pay for the WWE?
Well, they paid more for soccer already, right?
Yeah.
So it's a matter of the rights fees. Yeah, will decrease. It's a matter of by how much. And again, they're not at a they're not exactly at bare bones levels here WWE, right? So I mean, there is a shitload of cuts that can be made, you know. Cost-cutting measures that can be made.
There is, but it's the same thing you say. I mean, it's like WWE can't look like ROH.
No.
Like, they can't cut to that level because there's a certain expectation as well from their audience.
Correct.
Right? So.
Right. But do they need seven people in talent relations or do they need four?
That's true.
Right? That's what I'm talking about. Right? Hell, do they need 23 writers? Fuck no. Right?
They might end up... I predict...
Pain?
I predict 5 years from now...
Okay.
...that they have eight wrestlers on their roster and 80 writers.
Yes. That's true.
Because you got to put the talent and the money where it's valued.
You got to do the value, exactly.
Yeah.
And then they could be like Ranjan Singh.
Yeah.
And they could just come out. And the writers could have matches.
Mm.
To get their ideas over.
Mm. That would work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure they're all going to be excellent promos.
Oh, they would, yeah.
Yeah, and I like it when the one guy's going to script write for the other guy, and then they're going to, you know.
That's going to be, and they don't know each other's characters.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's great.
Be good. That'd be great.
Fucking idiots.
Speaking of fucking idiots, they've got that Alberto Del Rio character on TV.
Oh, you're going to say he's rich?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is. He's
that's the gimmick, right?
Apparently he's got a $1.45 million downside.
Talk about throwing your pay structure out of whack, huh?
And WWE is claiming that it's a third of that.
Okay.
But Dave Meltzer reported the number, the 1.45, and he's actually talking. He's indicated that the people that the money that Del Rio could make, or was making, is more than 500,000. So he's skeptical of the WWE coming back and telling him it's a third of that because that doesn't make any sense.
Because that's less than 500,000 would mean 1.5.
He's taking a pay cut
for
something less that he wasn't clamoring to do, which is come back.
Yeah, yeah, right? Exactly. Why would he take a pay cut to do that?
To come back, right? Yeah. They'd
have to. He's not DDP.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
But the thing is, downside, reduced schedule as well. Not like Jericho or Undertaker or Lesnar reduced schedule, but a little bit of reduced schedule in terms of house shows and stuff.
What's going to happen tomorrow is kind of the one I'm wondering. I can't imagine them not wanting him on Raw and not being there. But isn't AAA having tapings tomorrow where they're probably...
Oh, he's off. He's not going to that. He's going to Raw in Colorado. He's going to SmackDown. And he's going
That's really fucking with those guys.
And he's going to Europe.
That's really fucking with AAA.
Yeah, but who cares?
Who cares? The people in Mexico. I'm sure AAA cares. They got to get the belt off him. They got to get him in there. You know, I mean, just... If that's the... Here's the thing. All he would have to do is cut a promo, like... A man on the street type promos, cut a bunch of them as the heel character they want him to be,
right?
And run those vignettes during Raw, like when we saw The Rock out in Boston, that type of thing.
Yes,
tape that ahead of time and then go do your tapings in Mexico and get that out of the way.
Yeah,
like that's all they need to do.
It sounds like there is a show towards the end of November where he could conceivably... There's no conflict with WWE. They could conceivably drop it in, like, a four-way.
Yeah.
Where he doesn't get pinned.
Yeah.
It's just he's in the four-way, and then someone else gets pinned, and they win the title.
He should get pinned.
Oh, he's not getting pinned.
He should.
But he's not going to.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that much I could tell you probably for certain is that's the deal.
But
so,
he should.
Yeah, whatever. Who cares? I mean...
Exactly. Who cares? So you should.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So, Vince cares.
Yeah.
I guess is the thing.
Yeah.
But,
whatever.
Yeah, I know. It's so, but anyway, now that we've seen this, because we did the show after Heck in the Sec, and he came out, and he had his triumphant thing, and he was with Zeb Coulter, and then we had Raw.
Yeah. Which is great.
And,
a great Raw. What's that?
Raw was great.
Yeah.
Raw was 3 hours long.
Uh-huh.
I would say that it was a better than average... It was on the top echelon of shows Raw can do.
It was great.
And I just didn't really care.
It was great Raw.
Just didn't care. It was too... Like, I mean, you've got this Del Rio.
Yes.
We'll start with Del Rio. And Zeb Coulter.
Sure.
Who...
We'll start with them.
I just...
A great match with Neville. And he was great in the four-way.
Oh, yeah. Great. Yeah, like the in-ring action, I can't...
Which is almost all the show was.
Which I can't discount. That's what I'm saying. It's a better nap, but I mean, it's... We'll start with the Del Rio heel character and this dynamic with Zeb Coulter that just seems still strange to me.
Well, the problem is, to me, isn't so much... Well, the dynamic is strange.
And the execution...
The chemistry isn't there. The way they look at each other... There's no energy behind what Coulter's saying. Like, when he was talking before, there was an energy and anger and everything like that.
Yeah.
It's like he doesn't know how to come at it psychologically. Like, take what's the psychological twist that I can make at it. I'm a heel, but I think I'm right, but I want you to boo me.
Well, the thing is...
And he doesn't know how to do that.
He's from that old school mentality where you got to kind of put your realistic spin and take it to, you know, understand the character and the character's motivation. And he's having a hard time going, why should I like Mexicans?
It doesn't make any sense. Yeah. But also, why is this a heel character? Like what is the, what are they doing? Mix America?
Stupid.
But why is that a heel thing? Why is saying, don't get me wrong. Like, I understood when he was in Texas and they were cutting a promo before and he was supposed to be the heel talking about we got to protect our borders and the people were cheering him.
Yeah.
I can understand. Yeah. But I also understand, too, how to most people, and now they're on the East Coast and whatever... Where they were for the pay-per-view and the network special.
Yeah.
And he's saying all this stuff and about people being together. This is not a heel thing. Maybe neither one of these are the characters that you should be doing. Like,
yeah.
Or if you are doing it, maybe you should be okay with doing the character in a way that is like, you're a tweener. But they're just not fucking understanding anything here. Like there's no, and it doesn't help that Del Rio gets the ring. Russell's 100% like a baby face.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't help that he gets in the ring, hits his arm, and then gets the crowd to chant yes or CCC.
CCC, yeah.
He wrestles like a baby face. This is...
Wow.
I don't get it.
I just liked Zeb Colt. Like, is it Zeb Colter going, you know, John Lennon, and he says, imagine if there were no nations. Mm-hmm. It's easy. Try. And that's what we need. No nations. So we've started our own nation. What? You said you didn't want any fucking nations, and now you have your own goddamn
but
nation.
But it's still not a heel. Quoting John Lennon is never a heel move.
Well, unless you're the shooter. But I just think that...
No, I don't think Perry Saturn has ever quoted him.
No?
No.
What about Yoko Ono?
Oh. No. Yeah. You know, I think she quotes Kamala.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Because if you heard her music...
Both fat guys in diapers. Remember when Yoko Ono was managed by Mr. Fuji?
I do remember that, yeah.
Jim Cornette was his American spokesman.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I think that the thing with it, with Del Rio, whatever it is, it's just not clicking.
No.
And Zeb coming out on that scooter, whatever, I don't really like that. I don't know why. I don't know why I don't like that. Like, it just don't. It looks cheap to me.
Well, it does. But it also, when he comes out on that, it doesn't make you hate him. You feel sympathy for a character who can't walk.
Yeah.
Like, it's the psychology behind all of this is just
completely fucked. I mean, it comes
in and it does not work at all.
Nope. At the door here, we'll hold that thought and we'll do that. But let me get the door here.
Let me tell you something, brother. Let me tell you something, dude, brother, dude.
Oh.
Trick or treat,
it's
brother.
It's longtime listener Stephen Ashmi.
Brother, treat, brother.
Well, I got one of these little black licorice kids here.
Oh, dude, no way, dude. Don't give me that one. I'll take a red. No,
would you
dude.
Like a, how about a pixie stick?
Do you have any white chocolate, dude?
Oh, let me see here. No, pixie sticks.
Well, kind of reminds me of Dixie Sticks, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, yes, that's
what
true.
What do they taste like?
Crap.
Mm, okay, like TNA.
Yeah.
All right, brother. All right, thanks, dude.
All right.
Dude, I need to go fuck somebody's wife.
All right. Mo, quit gawking. All right.
Actually, he's been working out.
Hmm? No, not really. But yeah, get back to Alberto Del Rio. It just... I don't know what it is. It's not really working with Zeb Colter.
No, but the in-ring action, with his wrestling has been great.
Oh, yeah. The problem, too, like you said, is I guess he's supposed to be a heel, saying that he's not going to lose to an immigrant like Neville.
Neville.
But he's in... They were in, what, San Diego?
Yeah.
He beat John Cena
the
night before. So it's just like there's been no opportunity, really, to boo him.
No. Right? Well, there's been nothing... He hasn't done anything dastardly except for, say, one line that made no sense.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's not...
That's whatever. What I said. This was a good opportunity that was handed to them. And this is, again, and I'm just going to go out there and God bless all 947 of the fucking writers.
Yeah.
They may very well be nice people. They may very well be assholes. I don't know any of them personally. But what I can say unequivocally is that they're not good at their job.
Well,
they're
not the only one who's leading the creative charge.
No,
is not good at the job.
Exactly, this whole thing, they're not good, and this is another example of it. And it's just, you know, it's too bad.
Yeah.
It's what it is. It doesn't give me any hope for anything for the next, you know, 6.5 billion years. But I'm trying to think of the Usos are coming back.
Oh,
they're almost ready. They should be back. I don't think they'll be back for Survivor Series, to be honest.
So Usos obviously going to slot in immediately to. I imagine they're going to slot in almost immediately to the world title picture.
The new day.
The New Day, and then after that, will they win the title from the New Day? I kind of suspect they might, but no matter what, you should see a heel turn from the Dudleys within the next 2 months.
I would think so,
and,
yeah.
And then you'd probably get Usos, Dudleys. I would actually like it if we only had one more team that the Usos could go after that, Dudleys cost it, Dudleys and Dudleys and Usos are kind of like the number one contenders.
Actually.
And then you have New Day versus somebody else.
What I would like to see, I would
maybe you can bring up, maybe it's time to bring up Cass and Big Cass and Enzo.
Maybe. What I would do is I would hold off on the Dudley heel turn right now,
mm-hmm.
and at the Survivor Series, I would do... Oh, let's hold that there. Let me just get the door. Oh. Who is this? I don't even know his costume. It's, oh, no.
Is it anything?
I don't know. He's just holding out his bag there. Do you want some? Here, why don't you just... I feel kind of sorry for the guy. Let's just here. Give him, like, 8 chocolate bars.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6. Hold on. I got to use the other hand here. Yeah. 7. One more finger.
Put your pants on.
8. There you go.
Whoa.
Oh, it's Joey Lawrence.
Joey.
How could I not recognize him?
Oh, my God. He was dressed up in a Ronald Reagan mask. It was hard to...
Oh, that's good.
That was good.
So that's why I thought it was Mike Adamley.
Yeah.
But it turns out this Joey Lawrence.
It was Joey Lawrence all along. But I think that I would do... at the Survivor Series here, you get the Wyatt family.
Yes.
Against Undertaker, Kane, and then I would go Bubba Ray and D-Bot. And you could do the Harper and Rowan and the Dudleys matches for a while.
Or you could do Wyatt family versus the Brothers of Destruction and the Usos.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, you could put the Usos in there as well. Because they've had some great matches with Harper and Rowan, right?
Yeah.
So, but the thing is, the reason that I do that is because I would put the Usos in with the New Day right away for some fresh blood. I don't need to see another fucking New Day Dudley's match. Probably
ever.
That's true.
True. I don't. That's kind of done.
And then you.
You're right. That would be better.
Then you transition that. You could do. Then you do some more matches, and by the time it's done, you would have the Dudley's heel turn. So the Dudleys and the Usos, you could have the Usos go back with Rowan and Harper and have some feud that way.
How long do the New Day continue to be heels and before they run out of teams?
Well, I was going to say
when they do turn babyface, who are the heel teams for them?
Well, that I would do again. I've always been a fan of having three.
I'm
or
just
four.
Thinking. I mean, nothing would kill the Usos more than going against, just like kind of facing the New Day. If it had been a real good, strong heel team,
mm-hmm.
when the Dudleys came back, they would have not have lost momentum so quickly.
Right.
They lost the momentum quickly. A lot of it was booking, too.
Booking in a trombone.
Yeah, but they lost momentum quickly. But and same thing with the Usos. They'll come back. They'll be popular. If they go against the New Day, all of a sudden, it's gonna cut their legs out from them.
It's true.
In a way that you don't want to have happen. So I don't know quite how to
I think you do.
I don't know what to suggest.
I would honestly I would do it. I would have the Usos win the titles, and I would have the Dudleys attack them. Say the next night on Raw, so you could start that feud, and the New Day move on with the Wyatts. You could almost just flip those four teams and interchange, and then
I suppose you could.
Because right now you're looking at. At what? I mean, the Ascension are essentially bodyguards for Jobber Stardust.
He'll probably win his feud over.
Heck,
over Cesaro though.
Didn't who was it that beat? Was it in NXT on the
team? It does look like Sheamus and Barrett are going to continue to be a team.
And that was who was going off against the Dudleys on the SmackDown. There was them. So yeah, they're apparently at now considered a tag team.
Yeah, so if that's an actual team, and which is weird for a guy with the money in the bank briefcase, but I mean, if they're a team, there's a heel team right there. You can, that'll help. That's good.
That's another, and I mean,
Sheamus? It would be an interesting heel move too. If Sheamus was to cash in the briefcase with Barrett on the New Day,
yeah,
that would be interesting. That would be a different. Mm-hmm. That would actually be something to freshen up their vision. Maybe they're going that direction. Who knows?
Maybe.
And
maybe
to freshen up that briefcase.
The briefcase, too, to say it could be any champion, all champions.
Why can't? I think it always can be. I mean, I think one time... No, it wasn't a briefcase.
I still think the theory behind that, though, is that, like, you would go at, like, if you're going to go after a title, you would go after the most prestigious title in the company. Like, you know what I mean? Like that,
or the one that you're guaranteed you could win.
Well, maybe.
Which is in this case.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, in this case, it's actually the world title, since Seth Rollins won 3 matches in the last, that was one of the things we talked about on the quarter.
Yeah, he's going to win, that's it, his winning for the year's done.
Yeah, it was on his quarterly earnings report. They're like, we profited $10.4 million, and Seth Rollins won 3 matches. That was one of the lines that they were going through right above the EBITDA.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things that's... Now you got Roman Reigns, too.
So, I mean, if Sheamus wants to cash in for the most important belt, then that's how you turn Del Rio babyface.
Exactly.
Cashes in for the U.S.
title. For the U.S. title, the most important, prestigious title in the company.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I mean, you got Roman Reigns and fucking Seth Rollins now at the Survivor Series.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just... I don't know.
Everything is pointing to Ambrose costing him.
Yeah.
And that's not going to work.
It turns out... That won't work.
No, that's not going to work.
No.
They're
going to have a feud culminating. Well, then what? Roman has to win the Rumble again.
He probably does, yeah.
That's their thing, right?
Yeah, Roman but has to win I still the think again. I could actually still see a three-way for the belt between the Shield members. I don't really know. I mean, WrestleMania is really tough because, I mean, to get WrestleMania into place, first off, you got to slot in the two most important matches.
Right.
Which is Taker's
match?
No. Which is Taker's match?
Yeah.
And Lesnar's match.
Right. And it's looking
And then Hunter's match might be the third most important.
It looks...
And then you can slot in the world title.
It's looking like now that we're back on Lesnar-Brock.
Yeah.
Or Lesnar-Rock.
Yeah, that's what it's looking like now.
And that there will be no...
Ronda Rousey.
Ronda Rousey, no Hunter.
Yeah.
Probably even. Right?
Yeah.
And then...
Well, I don't see that. I think it'll be a Hunter.
Well, but then it'll be Hunter Rollins is the only way to go.
I know, which kind of would fuck things up, like I said.
Yeah. But, I mean, Survivor Series is usually when they start that, to look that way to Mania.
Which is one of the reasons why we can actually look forward to Survivor Series this way. Maybe it'll give us an idea of the direction.
Maybe. Yeah. But, I don't know. I just can't see... I love it. Yeah, maybe. But I just can't see... anything coming out of this this next couple weeks of television until, you know, they'll set all these matches. I don't know about Rusev. He apparently hurt himself.
And it looks like it might be a pretty significant injury.
Yeah.
Then if he was just teamed with Barrett and Sheamus, that didn't make any sense either.
No, and they're going to be a team anyway, so they were going to start to put a... They were going to put a European... deal together, I guess, but I don't know. I hope now what I know is I gotta get the door.
Mm.
All right,
hey, Mr. I don't really reckon that. Aren't you gonna say trick or treat?
Fuck Russo!
Oh, it's Samoa Joe. You get extra candy for that.
Yeah,
oh, here you go.
There we go.
Here's 20 chocolate bars.
Yeah,
just one, two,
and here's a copy of
three,
Forgiven by Vince Russo.
4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 12, 13. 14. 15. 15. 16, 17, 18, 19. 20.
Huh.
There you go, buddy. Thank you so much. And remember, Vince Russo loves you, and so does Jesus. Don't you think you say thank you?
Fuck Russo.
Alright.
Wow.
Yeah.
NXT Superstar Samoa Joe.
Good to see he's not holding a grudge anymore.
No, he likes to let things go. Trying to think if there's any other... you got a game, you said.
I got a couple of games.
Well, let's play one of them, because there's really nothing else in the news that I know of.
All right, let's play this one. There's one we've done before. We're going to play this game now.
Oh, good.
And this is a game we've done this before, but this is time's going to have a slightly different. It's been a while.
Is it going to be about WrestleMania?
It's been a while, though. And it was just overrated or underrated.
Oh, okay.
And we did it before.
That game, underrated.
And one of the things that was happening a lot was you were kind of going, oh, I think that person is exactly rated where they're supposed to be. So this time it's a strict rule.
Okay.
I don't care how tough a decision it is.
Uh-huh.
You cannot say they're rated or like dead even. They're either overrated or underrated. Those are your only two choices.
Okay, so I get overrated. And what's the other one?
Underrated.
Underrated. Okay.
Okay. All right.
So there's overrated.
Yeah.
And then the other one, underrated.
Those are your only two options this time.
Okay.
Don't fuck it up.
Oh, come on.
DDP.
He's about the same. DDP. DDP, I'm trying to think of... I guess it just depends on I think DDP
Wait,
is actually...
that link for me, find your girlfriend in Asia?
I understand this girl's, had some hard times.
Yeah.
And you can reach out to her. She just wants to get a fresh start.
Yeah. You hear Sunny in her latest... I think it was her latest promo or whatever, or interview thing, looking for attention, now admitted to the next person she's admitted to having an affair with. While still going with Skip.
Oh yeah,
Chris Candido was Davey Boy Smith.
Oh, good.
She cheated on him with Davey Boy Smith, also married at the time.
Yes,
that's good.
You know,
because you know we needed to know that.
You know what Davey Boy
You're
Smith?
A good person.
You know what Davey Boy Smith and Sonny used to do?
What's that?
They used to fook.
They used to fook. Yeah, but okay, DDP.
DDP. I think DDP is actually underrated.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why, because I think DDP did have good matches with with Savage, with the one with Goldberg.
Yeah.
His one with it was the greatest match in the history of Nitro.
I was going to mention
and Sting.
Yeah.
But
one of the greatest matches ever, not just Nitro, anywhere.
He had a good match with Hogan too on that thing. And that four way was good. Where he won the title, but I think the only reason I say underrated is because he always
he had some
got
matches
that,
with Bret Hart.
Yeah, he always got the knock.
Eddie Guerrero, he had some.
Yeah, before for the U.S. But
yeah.
He always
the Battle Bowl ring.
The Battle Bowl, that's right. But he always got the knock because of the the scripting of the matches.
The scripting of the matches, and for being so DDP.
Well, yes, it's. Is DDP underrated if you talk to him? No.
Actually, if you talk to him, he's still underrated.
That's true. But I think that, he's under his own rating, for sure.
Yeah.
But I do think that he's underrated.
Okay, interesting. Okay, Big Show.
Big Show.
Yeah.
Big Show, I would have to say... is, I guess, overrated.
Really?
Yeah.
I think he's underrated.
I don't really remember too much, I'm trying to use the word that I can think of, good, that I've seen.
No, I mean, the thing about...
He's been
around forever, and we're sick of him. I don't want to see Big Show on my TV anymore. Like, I want him gone, please retire. I really do feel that way. I'm like, maybe once or twice a year you can have a special match, or you can come back once or twice. Maybe,
no,
but even then, I'm okay if you don't. Like, I'm done. But are you underrated? Yeah, you take bump. How many other big men can be used to make somebody else look good? Not a lot of them.
When has he done that?
He has done that. He's done that with people like Kurt Angle. He did that when Kurt Angle was still coming up.
Well, that was the time where he was good. That was the time. That was the highlight of his career with Brock and
Brock
Kurt.
And like even this Brock and this latest MSG, right? And then he's had all the celebrity stuff at WrestleMania and whatever.
How much celebrity stuff has he had at WrestleMania?
He's had a couple.
Mayweather,
the Akebono.
We're talking about celebrities. A fucking sumo wrestler nobody's heard of. Does it count as a celebrity?
Yeah. Nobody here's heard of him, right? But I mean, I think he's been very consistent for a long time and has bumped.
Oh, I'll give you consistency,
I think he's underrated. I'm not saying, we're not saying is he good or bad, we're just saying the reputation as to, does he get enough credit? I don't think he gets enough credit from people.
You know, I saw this episode of Family Guy where Stewie actually jumps up from a bunch of Big Show shirts and he says, "My career was based on mediocrity."
Seriously?
No.
No? Okay.
But it should have. Because Big Show, when I say overrated, he had a ton of potential as this big man. And he just was never... You know, and a lot of it's not his fault.
A lot of it's not his fault. I mean, I'll give you the one thing that he failed to do as a big man was create a sense of menace.
Yes.
Like, the monster feel. Like, okay, this guy fucking scares me. Like every other really great big man has done.
Yes.
That he's done it in a different way. He hasn't done that. And so from that perspective, you could say he's overrated.
Mm-hmm.
Because he hasn't done that. If I was to make your argument for him, I still say he's underrated.
The funny thing was is that he was a top star, but even in WCW before he got like super fat, right?
Yeah,
and he was just the tall, slimmer type guy with the big hair.
Yeah,
right.
He was booked like a monster at first there when he's beating Sting and he's beating Luger. Like,
oh, yeah,
that was when he's closest to being having the
menace. But the thing was,
he's closest to having menace. Just, even then, he's doing drop kicks and shit that he shouldn't have been
exactly. doing. Exactly. He wasn't a menace. He was just a super fucking tall wrestler.
Yeah.
Is what he was.
Yeah.
And then he come to WWF and he does the job and then he goes down to Ohio Valley and he can't lose the weight or whatever. You know what I mean? The conditioning and they did all this shit with him, and they paid him so much money, and they never got anything out of him, and they did the whole resentment thing because we paid you, and now they didn't book you properly, so it's your fault. And it became this whole cycle, and he never lived up to it, so I think he's overrated.
Yeah. I still say underrated, but... All right, but along the same theme, then. Mark Henry.
Mark Henry. I think Mark Henry is underrated. And
we agree on that one, then.
Because Mark Henry... on the same lines as you said, he got signed to that big 10-year deal in 1996, kept getting hurt, kept getting this, you know, never put it through. They gave him the sexual chocolate as a rib because they wanted him to quit because they put so much money into him and they didn't think they were getting their deal out of it, which would be interesting to see Del Rio in a couple of years.
Yeah.
But he overcame that and he really persevered. And just as I remember talking about this when the pipe bomb happened.
Yeah.
It's just about that same time Mark Henry was coming in to his own about and being a monster.
I think it was even a little before that.
It was.
It was still ECW, and that's the thing about Mark Henry is...
Yeah.
Like, it took him a long time to get it. Even when he was in ECW, he went down to Ohio Valley, he got it a little bit because it was Cornette at the time. He kind of got how to book him
and figured
out how to book a monster. And you talk about Paul Heyman, he's talking about, you know, just giving him the headlock, and that's all you have to do with a guy like that. Like, understanding how to book a monster, they didn't understand it.
No.
And it took him for a long time. Now he can project menace. The Big Show can't.
Yeah, exactly.
He can. And yet, by the time they figured that out and they gave him the belt and they gave him a little run, and then they actually, every time they've used him since, he's done well. And yet, in their mind, they're still thinking of him as he was in 2003.
Yes.
And even when he came back and he faced Undertaker at WrestleMania, he was being pushed as the monster again. Still hadn't figured it out. That was after Ohio Valley.
That's right.
But at some point in time, it clicked, and WWE is there in the bubble, and they never saw what the crowd saw, that, okay, he gets, like, that
it
change.
Was coming out of...
So,
I think what happened was coming out of the Kool-Aid Man outfit.
Yes.
After that team with MVP.
And that was after ECW.
Yeah, it was a
You remember when he showed up on Raw that night? And, like, from ECW, like, when he jumped?
Yes.
Remember? And, like, didn't he destroy Cena? And then, like, he lost next week or something?
Yes, that's right.
And then he turned babyface?
And then he was babyface, and then it was just...
Yeah.
But, I mean...
They didn't get it.
No. But, yeah, the last few years, they've really gotten it, and unfortunately...
And it became a better promo.
I don't want to say it's too late, but it was the end.
Well,
right?
even when he says to Kevin Owens, I've been a bully for 19 years, That's the menace. He can still project that others can't.
And then he got up for that fucking pop-up powerbomb, which was awesome.
Yeah, but his promos also have had more to them than people realize.
To the point that...
Again, when he was ECW and became champion. That's about the time that it switched.
And it was to the point where when Kevin Owens beat Mark Henry, I'm like, that's a big win for Owens. I'm like, that's a solid win for Owens.
I mean, for a while now, Henry's been losing to everybody.
Oh, I know, but when he did that, I was like, That's a feather in the Owens cap. That's a good win for Owens. I'm thinking that. I mean, I didn't expect it to lose, but I mean, I just like, hey, that's good. Yeah. That's a guy. That's the guy.
I didn't expect
that
the power to pop up. Power
no, I'm like, that's the kind of guy that Owens needs to be beating. Though. That's
okay. Booker T.
Booker T. Well, if I have to go anywhere. I have to go underrated because you gave me no choice, because I can't say that he's overrated, because he's a fucking WWF Hall of Famer. He's, as a King Booker.
Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer, and yet he's underrated.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's because he's not overrated. He was that Harlem Heat was a fucking awesome tag team.
Yeah.
I remember watching some 1997 Nitros.
Where are you watching it? On YouTube?
No, it's on the World Wrestling Federation Network.
World Wrestling Federation?
Really? Yeah, well, it's 1997. But Lex Luger just beats Booker T on a Nitro match, and then Jane goes into the ring to cut a promo on him, or to let him cut a promo, and Luger goes, by the way, how good has that Booker T gotten?
Actually, I remember that. Exactly. That quote, yeah.
And then he beats Stevie Ray the next week.
Yeah.
And doesn't say that about Stevie Ray.
No, because it wasn't true. No. Yeah.
But,
yeah, that's right.
But, I mean, I go back to Booker T, like, Harlem Heat was a fucking great tag team. One of my favorite tag teams. The TV title run.
Yeah.
Where it was Booker T, Saturn.
The best of five.
Well, I even go Booker T, Saturn, and Ricky Martel.
Oh yeah,
in that triangle kind of feud.
That was great.
And then you had the best of seven.
Yeah, best of seven or best of five? Best of seven.
Best of seven.
Yeah, best of seven.
Which was awesome.
Yeah.
And eventually going up, and you can scratch the GI Bro shit away. But
the thing is, except for the the TNA didn't work. Okay, and until he got to be King Booker.
Yeah.
It didn't work. So, I mean...
Well, no.
I don't think...
I can't say that because, again, you talk about underrated, he always took... I mean, like, what you can talk about, you can't talk about TNA now, what you can say is that Vince Russo is a fucking idiot. G.I. Bro, okay?
Yeah.
And TNA are the two times that it didn't work for Booker.
Yeah.
And both of those were guided by Russo.
Yeah.
He come to WWF with, and hurting Steve Austin immediately, which Dale Robot. I mean, the Green Frog Grocer.
Yes. Okay, that was entertaining.
Yes,
but he was a mid carder. Is the thing.
And the team
until
was
he
Goldust.
Became King Booker. That's when people really kind of. I think that's when he got the respect he deserved. But even then, I don't know that he.
No. He got the two things happened. King Booker was not Booker T.
Yeah.
King Booker was a WWF creation.
Yes.
So then they could get behind.
Yeah.
Then Booker T beat the shit out of Dave Bautista at a SummerSlam commercial.
That helped.
And that's when Vince got the respect.
That's true.
Where he got the respect.
That's true. but the thing is, I think the thing about him, I think he's underrated because I think people think he was just a good wrestler and they forget what a good entertainer he was.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where, to me, he's underrated.
Yeah.
I mean, he was such a good entertainer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And people that think he's overrated work at Wendy's.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And he has probably one of the most underrated mugshots.
It is good.
His wrestler mugshot.
Like 19 there.
It's a great mugshot.
Okay, let's go to John Cena.
Let's go to John Cena. I gotta go overrated.
Hmm.
I mean, people talk about how he's the face of the company and a long-time guy, and it's like, yeah, he happened. You talk about him being the face of the company, and you go like the Hogan. You go from San Martino to Backlund to Hogan to to Bret and Shawn to Austin, to Rock to Cena. right? Yeah. Is how they, yeah. You know, or Hunter maybe in between, but to Cena, right? Well, but...
Diesel.
Well, no, but Cena... Cena just happened to be there. It's not that it's the Cena era. It's just that Cena happened to be the fucking guy that's on top.
I think you forget how incredible his reactions were just before he got the belt when he was still on SmackDown exclusive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I remember all that. The time was right to put the belt on him. Then, absolutely it was. The match sucked.
I don't think anybody, even a Daniel Bryan, you know, or anybody has gotten the reactions to that level where it's obvious this guy has some charisma, like beyond belief, that we saw consistently for him for that, you know, 4 or 5 month period there.
Yeah.
You know, just before he beat JBL for the belt.
Yeah. And but I mean again, you gotta be judged, and none of this is judged necessarily on the individual.
Yeah.
It's on how the individual is and how the individual is used.
Yeah.
And this particular individual should have been a heel 5 years ago, right? And they're holding it on and holding it on and holding it on because it can't, quite frankly, as I said earlier, they're not good at their job. They can't figure out what else to do.
But I think he's underrated because here's a guy who, I mean, it's easy to think John Cena's not that good because he's a little awkward in the ring. And because he has, because he's been on top for so long, and because he's been booed for so long, all this, I think, kind of shadows his actual accomplishments of, here's a guy who's sold a lot, who's been on top for a long time, who's had more good matches than people realize, who's had more good promos than people realize, despite awful material to often work with.
Poopy.
Who has...
Titles come.
I mean, he hasn't stopped selling merchandise. Like, some of these guys are flashes in the band. Like, I think he's underrated. I think everything skews... I mean, do I think he's an all-time... Do I put him at the level of a Rock or Austin? Fuck no.
No.
That's not what I'm saying, but I think that people's dislike of him is... It overshadows his actual accomplishments.
The thing is, and the reason that... Again, you gave me two choices, overrated and underrated, right? And I think the rating of him is so high that he's overrated.
And I think the general feeling of him is that he's worse than he is.
When I say that he's overrated, it's not to say that he's bad.
Yeah.
He's just not that good. You know? He's not as good.
Whenever he throws a punch, he looks so bad, I think people think he sucks a lot more than he does.
Well, there's in the ring. Again, there's a combination of in the ring, I said, and it's also how he's been used. And how the fact that he's been stale.
Yeah.
But
a lot of that's them.
It doesn't matter, though. It's they're in charge of his career. This is John Cena, the character, not the Make-A-Wish man.
In fact, to me, I mean, I think he's done a good job of keeping himself from being stale, being more serious over the last, I don't know, 18 months or so, and that's helped, to me, freshen him up and to some degree and keep him from being under... Like, 2 years ago, I think I would have said overrated. But now, after, like, the U.S. title challenge...
I think that title challenge helped. The U.S. title challenge has given him some longevity here. And the first match with The Rock freshened him up a bit.
Yeah.
But outside of that, it's just... It's, again, it's really... I mean, when you look at it, it's been 10 years.
Yeah.
Right? All right. He's gone on... That he's... Since he beat JBL.
I'm looking at this, and I'm like, I had two more names that I thought were really, really interesting, and I had a whole other game we could have played, but I'm thinking we should probably wrap it up here.
Yeah, okay, we'll finish your two names.
Okay, we'll do the last two names. Okay, Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns. Well, Roman Reigns, I'm going to have to say, is, I said, do you give me overrated, underrated?
Only those two options.
I think he's underrated.
Me too.
Because... Similar to what you were saying with John Cena is, I do think that people dump on him a little too much. A lot of it, again, yes, he shouldn't be cutting more than 2 minute promos.
No,
he should be allowed to be himself. Quite frankly, that he was at that that video game thing that we got out of, you know, we were able to see. He's got a great moveset.
Yeah,
with the Superman punch and the spear and just the, you know, he's got a bit of a, you know, believe that catchphrase that he can use and he's got a look. I mean, people talk about, you know, you'd be a John Cena clone. He does have a different look than John Cena. He's got to go through the crowd entrance. You know, I think that he's underrated. I just think, again, he's a victim of some timing.
Well, it's like this. John Cena was not really good, and it took him a
You're
long time.
You're talking about yesterday.
Well, it took him a long time to get passable, and then to get fairly good.
Yeah.
And people still think of him, though, as he was when he won that in the ring, as being as bad as he was when he won the title from JBL.
Yeah.
And people still think of that John Cena.
Yes.
And same thing with
and then
Roman.
He throws a punch, and you go, oh, yeah, yeah,
well, that will always be that bad. But it's the same thing with Roman Reigns, is that he kind of, like, he was not ready. When they wanted to put on a belt on him, when they started grooming him 18 months ago,
yeah,
he wasn't ready in the ring.
Yeah.
But when you look at him, like, on Raw on Monday, for instance, or whatever, and you go, he's not as awkward as John Cena. He's a better athlete. He's
yes.
more natural athlete. He's more coordinated.
Yeah.
He's more fluid. He's more explosive. He's got the strength. He's got all that stuff. The problem with them was they wanted him to ascend so quickly. If they had taken their time with him, he could have. If they had taken 3, 4, 5 years, he would have become the guy that they would have said, oh, he started off and he wasn't that good, but we've been on the journey with him and watched him to get to the point where he should be the guy.
Yes.
And people would be behind him.
Natural.
Instead of saying, we're going to make him the guy, when everybody's going, well, fuck, he's not as good as this guy yet.
Yeah.
But he would have gotten to be that good, because he's still getting
yeah.
better. He's still improving.
Exactly.
So that's why he's underrated now, because the same thing, people boo him and they dump on him, and now it's become that, like it is with John Cena, just that thing to do.
Yeah.
Instead of actually reacting to the guy now, which is, he's much better than he was even 1 year ago.
Oh, yeah. But people have given up on him. And that's the thing.
Yeah.
Your fan base has, quite frankly, given up on him because you're fucking idiots and you said,
and
I'm Daniel
think,
Bryan and I'm entering the Royal Rumble.
And if you think they haven't because of Raw on Monday, well, the next night is in SmackDown tapings, the
yeah.
crowd could not have given a fuck about him.
No. But the thing I will say about Roman Reigns, and this has happened a few times, is that he gets the crowd with him,
mm-hmm.
you know, throughout the show. Like, the crowd starts
I've
booing.
I've seen John Cena do that, too.
Yeah, but I've
but
seen Roman
Reigns
do it consistently.
More.
Exactly.
Yeah, he does do it better.
And so, all he needs to do is shed that stigma. And the sad part is
so
that they
I don't know that he ever will now.
No, because
it's
because
of
them. Because they, yeah, exactly.
It's
they're going to shove him at WrestleMania again.
No.
And if it was me, I'd pull the trigger, and he's the champ at Survivor
Series. I think the only way you can get rid of that stigma is go with it. Let him be a heel for 2 years, and when he turns and the crowd really
yeah.
realizes how good he is,
yeah.
you make him a strong heel,
yeah.
they'll get behind him as a strong face. But because then they won't feel like it was pushed on them.
Yeah.
I think that's the only way you can do it.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so the last guy's Edge.
Edge. I would have to say...
And then we're going to play the other game super quick, because
okay.
I do have to go.
Edge is underrated.
Really?
I think Edge is underrated. Edge, to me... I mean, again, because you're giving.
We're not
me,
giving. We're not saying hardly anybody's overrated. You notice that?
The
very
thing,
few.
Well, because you're not. Because you're exactly. You're not giving me the option. I mean, again, with a lot of these guys, it's like Edge is not overrated.
No, he's fucking not.
Edge is a guy that that you talked about when you said Roman Reigns. Edge was the guy that we were watching the journey.
Yeah.
With
yeah.
From
that
you know from his debut at the SummerSlam Highway to Hell. To with the Brood, to the you know Reeking of Awesomeness, to the Intercontinental Title, King of the Ring, to you know to being able to win the world title, it just that's a guy that we saw that was a Bret Hart, that was a Shawn Michaels, that was an Edge, that was this guy that we saw start to finish in a career, and so you got behind him from it, and quite frankly. He was the best. He carried SmackDown for years. Like
that's
when
right.
he had John Cena on the one side that they're pushing and shoving.
I think he's underrated because people
heel.
When people talk about all-time greats, he's not even in the conversation.
Yeah.
Maybe he's not the greatest, but the idea that this is a guy who was very good to excellent at everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
And he was a guy that at the time where people didn't know how to be straight heels.
Yeah.
He was.
He didn't try and be the cool heel.
Likeable thing about him.
He didn't try and be the cool heel. Yeah, I think he's underrated. I agree with you because he's not, like I say, he's not the guy that, like, again, maybe he's not top 10 all time, but,
no.
You know, top 20 all time WWE.
I think he went to the Hall of Fame too soon, but.
But is he top 20 all time Hall of Fame guys or WWE performers? I think so. I think so. The modern
yeah.
era, I think he's probably top 20, and I think that means, I don't think people even think of him that way.
No, exactly. He's just kind of... Because he was on that SmackDown show, I think, is the thing that he gets...
Well, that's where a lot of his best solo work was. I'm just going to throw another name out there real quick. Kane.
Fuck Kane?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's underrated.
Why? The fuck is Kane underrated? No, Kane is overrated.
No, fuck no, he isn't.
Kane is in overrated.
Because people think he sucks, because it's the same thing as Big Show. It's holy fuck.
Same thing as Big Show.
Yes, we want you gone right now. But
no.
But we want you gone so bad. But over your career, if you look at it, people forget then what a great career
it was.
So
they had that show, and I believe it was in Los Angeles, was where they did WrestleMania 21.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted Kane gone then. Who, ironically, I believe was teaming with the Big Show.
That's possible. Against You're right.
Kane,
I wanted him
Kane
gone for about
in,
6 years.
When Kane came in...
You know what I wanted him gone? Actually, I wanted him when he had that match against Orton at WrestleMania that he won.
Oh, yeah. Remember?
That was where the year where I was like, fuck, I'm done with this guy.
Yeah.
And that was years ago.
And I was cooking burgers.
Yeah, that was like 4 years
care.
Ago.
I went out on the barbecue and I took cooking burgers. I don't give a fuck about it.
Was that 4 or 5 years ago?
Yeah, it was four years ago.
Don't get me wrong, but because of that, I think people have forgotten how consistent he was,
yeah.
How many great moments
consistent.
He's had, how many good matches he's had.
Have you seen that episode?
How much he's been able to stay over. And how much he's worked a gimmick that should have lasted a year at most, and I think so. Therefore, he's been underrated.
Have you seen that?
I think you're looking at right now. Is he underrated? No. Because right now you don't.
No.
He's pretty much
the
done.
Last 10 years.
But as a guy for his career, yeah, he's underrated.
For the last 10 years, he's been overrated. That's the problem. The thing is, have you seen that episode of Family Guy where Stewie jumps out of all the Kane masks? And goes, my career is the afterlife. He did the whole thing. '97 was great. He come in with Taker. That was fine, and he had the character going for a while. Character got a little bit... Oh, let me get the door here. There we go. Oh! What is this? It's
a Conchita.
What is this? There's someone under... It's like a... It's like a bed sheet with holes cut in it.
Yeah. Abby.
Oh, cheeky!
chocolate?
Oh, dude, all I got is licorice.
Fucking licorice! I say, you take your licorice and you take your licorice and you stick it up your ass. I'm the man with the 10-inch cock.
No offense, licorice.
No offense, licorice. But the fuck is the licorice?
All right. Well, okay, here is some chocolate then here for you. It's nice.
I love the chocolate, but not the licorice.
This is some nice Israeli chocolate here.
Thank you.
Here we go. Well, thanks, Shiki. Happy Halloween. Hello, Iron Sheik. Wow.
I was kind of expecting it to be Stewie, but
yeah.
Nobody was talking.
No,
it turned out it was Sheiky.
It was Sheiky. That was kind of crazy. That's very crazy. But yeah, fuck it.
Here's the other game, super quick. I'm going to throw out a pop culture character, and I want you to tell me which wrestler that it would be.
Okay.
So I'll say Ronald McDonald.
Ronald McDonald. John Cena.
Okay. Hamburglar.
Rey Mysterio. You see the new Hamburglar? He looks like a luchador.
Does he?
He does.
All right. Batman?
Batman. Batman would be, I would say, Edge, actually.
Mm-hmm. The Joker?
The Joker. Bray Wyatt.
Oh, nice, nice. That's good. I like that.
Yeah.
Burger King? The Burger King?
Jerry Lawler.
Huh. Just seen that one coming.
Yeah.
James Bond?
James Bond. I would have to say James Bond would be... Who would be? Dean Malenko.
I should have seen that one coming. Yeah. Hitler.
Mm-hmm. I'd have to say Hulk Hogan.
I should have seen that one coming, actually. Mm-hmm. Vince Russo.
I thought this was celebrities.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know...
Probably Vince Russo.
Vince Russo. You know when you flush the toilet and it doesn't all go down? You just have that little nugget left there, half floating in the commode.
Yeah,
as Ventruso.
Okay, so he would be the turd sandwich then from South Park.
Yes,
so that would be turd sandwich from South Park would be
Vince Russo.
There you go,
Mr. Hanky the Christmas Poo.
Yeah, that's right,
Vince Russo.
That's good. Yeah. It's like, I'm gonna write this down here.
Yeah,
that's good. I got that. That's good. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. The Joker wasn't Sting, I noticed.
So no, it was Bray Wyatt.
It was Bray Wyatt, but that was a good one. I did like that. Super Mario.
I'd have to say Santino Morella.
That's why I should have seen that coming. Okay. And
or Captain Lou Albano.
Grimace.
Captain Lou Albano.
Oh, that would be good. Grimace.
Well, this is wrestling. So I'm gonna have to say Mo.
I should have actually seen that one coming.
Need to lose some weight for that first.
Alright, let's get the fuck out of here.
Alright, on that note, it looks like there's one more. We're out of candy, so that's good.
Yeah, we're out of candy.
Finally, we had all of our Halloween guests, and we're out of candy, so that's figures.
Yeah.
The door, right? Well, candy in the door. You ate all the thing here. So, look who it is. It's WWE Hall of Famer Mr. T.
Oh.
Sorry, Mr. T. We're out of candy.
Then don't jibble jabble.
No, seriously. We have no candy.
I'm pity the fool.
Yeah, well, no, don't worry about it. We just, we'll find maybe some raisins or something here for you.
Don't give me no back talk, sucker.
I'm not trying to give you back talk. I'm trying to give you raisins.
First name, mister. Middle name, period. Last name, T.
You know who you are. You're not even wearing a costume.
No. You know what, Mr. T? What we'll do is, what did your mother tell you about eating candy?
Shut up, fool!
All right. We're just going to have to close the door and turn out the light on him.
I pity the fool.
Well, no, we pity you. All right. Too bad we ran candy there.
This is the shore where we decided to wing it.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. Well, because we didn't know who was coming to the door. We knew we were going to have
literally, to right? Literally, usually didn't know.
All right.
Is that somebody at the door?
Is there trying to get some candy?
Get a little candy there?
Yeah. Maybe doing a little bit of a trick, but would rather have a treat.
All right.
Alrighty then. So that's going to do it for yet another fantastic episode. I'm going to be away next week.
Oh.
So we have to get back together. Yeah, I am.
Yeah, so we're off for 2 weeks. And maybe we'll have some content, but maybe not.
Maybe not. I'm going to be Viva Las Vegas. Yeah. So I'm also going to go to the fight store.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And are you going to go see The Godfather? The strippers?
Could be. Mm-hmm. Pippin ain't easy. Mm-hmm. So that would be fantastic. Fantastic. But, alright. Well, that's going to do it for yet another week. We're at We Talk Wrestling on Twitter. Facebook.com/WeTalkWrestling. We're on the TuneIn Radio app. iTunes. what else are we on?
Show Me. Yeah. Netflix.
Spotify.
Yeah.
Netflix.
Yeah.
The WWE Network.
Yeah. Yeah.
New Japan.
Oh, you said
World.
Facebook, did you? You said Twitter, you said our website.
Oh, no, I didn't say WeTalkWrestling.com is the website.
Yeah.
So there you go.
There you go.
So that's going to do it for yet another week. In the meantime, and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
We off air?
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Hey, you know, you said that I was Grimace. You know what really is Grimace? My penis, because it's big and fat.
And purple?